Common boiler no heat diagnostics. A systematic no heat troubleshooting approach for hot water boilers, splitting the problem into is it getting a call, is it making heat, and is it moving heat, and walking the common stoppers in each branch from thermostat to ignition to circulator. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is, no heat on a boiler call breaks cleanly into three questions, and answering them in order keeps you from chasing your tail. Is the boiler getting a call? Thermostat to controls to the boiler's go signal. Is the boiler making heat? It fires, the water gets hot. Is the boiler moving heat? The circulator pushes hot water out to the emitters. A boiler can fail at any one of those and the customer just says no heat. Figure out which branch is dead first, then drill into it. Don't start swapping parts before you know whether the thing is even trying to fire. How it works, a simple hot water boiler runs like this. The thermostat closes on a call to the boiler control and aquastat on older units. A fancier control board on mod con sees the call to safety's prove okay low water cutoff, high limit, pressure slash flow to the burner fires through its ignition sequence to the water heats to set point, to and a circulator energized on the call. Often through a relay or the aquastat moves at hot water out to the zones. When the thermostat satisfies, the call drops and it all stands down. The high limit aquastat caps water temperature so the boiler doesn't overheat. The low water cutoff LWCO kills the burner if water level slash flow is lost, a critical safety that will absolutely stop a boiler from firing if it trips or fails. In the field, branch 1, is it getting a call? Confirm the thermostat is calling, 24 volts across the call at the boiler control. No call to it's a thermostat slash wiring slash transformer problem upstream, not the boiler. On zone systems, confirm the zone control passes the call through and switch on a zone valve or the zone relay so the boiler actually gets told to run. A zone valve that opens, but whose end switch doesn't make equals call never reaches the boiler. Confirm the boiler has power and its switch off and a red service switch on the wall slash boiler is on. Sounds dumb. It's a real call. Branch 2. Is it making heat? Watch the ignition sequence. Gas units. Inducer slash draft proves on units that have one. Igniter heats or sparks, gas valve opens, flame proves, a stall at any step parks it, check the safeties that block firing, high limit tripped overheated, often a flow slash circulator problem feeding back, low water cutoff open low water slash flow, blocked vent or rollout switch tripped combustion slash venting problem, pressure switch open, mod cons throw fault codes, read the display, it'll point you at ignition lockout, flame fault, low water, condensate, sensor faults, etc. Use the code, don't guess. If the burner fires, but locks out after a few seconds, it's usually a flame proving problem. Dirty flame sensor slash electrode, bad ground, gas supply, same logic as a furnace flame sense fault. Branch 3, is it moving heat? If the boiler makes hot water but the house stays cold, the heat isn't getting out. Confirm the circulator runs on the call, and that flow develops the return pipe warms up after a few minutes. No flow with the pump running to airbound loop, seized impeller. Stuck zone valve or closed flow check. Purge the air. Verify the pump and valves. One zone cold. Others fine to that zone's valve slash pump slash loop. See the zoning article. Whole house cold with a hot boiler to the shared pump or a system-wide air slash flow problem. Normal values and targets. Control voltage. 24 volts on the call slash control circuit. Confirm the transformer is putting out about 24 to 28 volts. Aquastat high limit. Commonly set around about 180 degrees for fintube baseboard systems with a differential. The boiler cycles the burner to hold water temp. Mod cons use a target slash reset instead. System pressure. Cold fill near about 12 psi residential. Low slash no pressure can trip flow slash low water safeties and air bind the loop. See the expansion tank article. Flame signal gas. Like a furnace. A healthy flame sense microamp reading often a few microway up. Below about 1 micro it typically drops out. Verify against the control spec. These are representative. Confirm against the specific equipment, common faults and what they mean. No call at the boiler, thermostat, low voltage wiring, blown fuse slash transformer, or zone end switch slash relay not passing the call. The boiler is innocent. Burner won't fire. Locks out on ignition. No slash weak spark or hot surface igniter. Gas supply issue or flame not proving dirty sensor. Bad ground, boiler trips on high limit slash short cycles on temp, often a flow problem in disguise, dead circulator, airbound loop, or stuck valve means the heat can't leave the boiler, so the water overheats and the high limit cuts it. Don't just raise the limit. Find why heat isn't moving. Low water cutoff stopping it, genuine low water slash pressure leak, dead expansion situation, air, or a failed LWCO probe/float. Verify real water level/flow before bypassing anything, and never permanently bypass an LWCO. ModCon condensate/fault lockout, plugged or frozen condensate trap/line, or a specific sensor fault. Read the code. Boiler hot, house cold, circulation problem, pump, air, zone valve, or flow check. Tech tips and gotchas. Flate it into the three branches before touching apart. Is it getting a call, making heat, or moving heat? Turns a vague no heat into a directed hunt. High limit trips are often flow problems. Techs replace aquastats when the real issue is a dead circulator or an airbound loop cooking the boiler. Confirm heat is actually leaving before blaming the limit. Read the ModCon fault code first. It exists to save you time. Ignition lockout, flame fault, low water, and condensate faults each send you down a different path. Air is a top cause of boiler runs but no heat. A loop with an air pocket won't circulate even with a perfect pump. Always have purging in your toolkit. Respect the low water cutoff. It's there because a dry-fired boiler is a serious hazard. Find the reason it tripped. Do not jumper it out as a fix. The service switch and the thermostat. Embarrassing but real no calls. Someone bump the red emergency switch off, a dead thermostat battery, or a tripped breaker. Rule out the dumb stuff fast before you go deep. Safety/code notes. Never bypass or defeat the low water cutoff or the relief valve. Both are primary safeties on a pressure vessel. Replace. Don't jumper. Combustion appliances. Verify venting and combustion air per the applicable mechanical/fuel gas code, and test for safe combustion/CO before leaving, especially after any burner or venting work. Line voltage controls and pumps are a shock hazard. Lockout/verify dead before servicing. A boiler that overheated and tripped its limit may have a real flow failure. Don't just reset and walk. Confirm circulation is restored or you'll be back, possibly to a damaged boiler.